Thank you, Kim. And the process used, okay, just a minute, please, Janet. Okay. The process used for the personnel committee last year was the same. Two people were identified to read the questions at which they alternated. And if there was need for further follow-up by one of the committee members, they would recognize themselves, they would be asked to be recognized after a candidate finished the question, answering the question, and we made it time-specific for the respondent to answer as well as the committee members to deliver the questions.
And let me just...
I'm sorry, Kim. There was someone ahead of you, Janet Kay, and then Kim.
Okay, I'm sorry. I might have missed this, but at the last meeting, when we approved the review process, I'm looking at my notes now, and we talked about interviewing 5 to 7 candidates from the SurveyMonkey. Is that correct? I have a few questions about that. So that's my
question. That was listed as a range.
Right. So based on the number of dates we're talking about, I'm assuming that it would be one candidate per date. Is that correct?
No. We have done as many as 3 candidates in an evening. 4 at max.
So
that
would all...
The number of 5 to 7 was a range. The scoring process will tell us whether or not we have 3 candidates or 7 candidates.
Right, but now we also... if there's more than one candidate for one of these meetings or interview meetings, that would mean, I'm assuming that the interview would be an hour, or I don't know, but...
No, the interview was 30 minutes.
30 minutes, okay. That would mean then that if there was more than one candidate being interviewed, that somebody would be starting at 9 p.m. or, 9 p.m.
Eastern time, yes.
Right, okay. And then finally, I don't see this in the agenda listing, but we also talked about a second interview that the personnel committee would hold, and I don't see that in this. Is that not going to happen, or?
I don't. That was not indicated in this section. And I think that will be dependent upon the number of candidates that come out of the first round. If there are more than 3, this is a supposition on my part, if there are more than 3 candidates coming off the first round, that the committee may decide that a second round is necessary to bring it down to 1 or 2 candidates to be interviewed by the full board. If out of the first round 3 candidates emerge, maximum number, that this committee may determine that all 3 candidates would be interviewed by the full board. So I did not present that possibility because it's not clear how many people are going to come out of the first round of interviews. And at this juncture, we could determine what those dates are if there is to be a second interview. Once we actually see the number of candidates that we're working with on December 1st.
So, Janet Kay again?
Yes, Janet Kay.
I'm guessing, all right. Let's assume that there might be a second interview. or second level interview. So that would be three, maybe if we decided, and I don't know how and when we would decide whether there would be three second level interviews, or I think we should at least schedule one day in case if that happens.
Okay. If we could determine a date, one to two dates for the first round of interviews, so that we would be prepared to present them to the first set of interviewees, we could propose a second date at this time. I'd like to try to come to a conclusion about dates for the first set of interviews.
Jenna Kay?
I think I heard two voices at the same time. I heard Serene and then Janet Kay.
Okay. So I'm wondering if we can do interviews on Thursday the 4th, Friday the 5th, and yes, I know we talked about weekends already, but what's happening on the 7th, on Monday the 7th?
There are two or three other committees.
Which committees?
I'll have to look that up. If you, there were sufficient other meetings that I did not choose those dates, but I can tell you in just
Janet
a minute.
Janet Kay, Election Committee is on the 8th, Monday the 8th.
And the 7th is a Sunday.
Oh, okay.
This is Kim.
I'm asking because I think it would be better to schedule in second interviews now and not, you know, a date for second interviews and not have to use it than to move closer to the season that, you know, people celebrate various holidays and then have to schedule that in a, you know, in a rush.
Well, that's why I presented the dates based on the calendar, and I am fairly positive that I looked at all potential dates. December 8th is the Elections Committee. December 9th is the Finance Committee. December 10th is the KPFT local station board meeting. And December the 11th, December 11th is the affiliates meeting. Monday the 15th is governance for KPFK. Tuesday, December 16th is the finance. May I finish, please, so that you have the range of what we are not competing against? And December 17th is the KPFK local station board meeting.
This is Kim.
Yeah. Okay, so.
This is Kim.
Thanks for those dates.
Okay, I'm on the stack next.
May I finish my statement now that she's given me the dates?
No, others are on the stack.
I'm not speaking to you, Kim. You're
not
the chair.
I understand.
Excuse me. I've answered the question. Kim is next, then Serene, then Janet Kay.
Excuse me, Janet. I was on the stack next.
Whatever.
I really haven't spoken in a while.
Could we, Kim, Janet,
I'd like
Kay,
to offer
and then
a suggestion here.
Yes, Kim.
Since we don't need the full committee, elections, I know Janet Kay is on that. I'm on that. I'm willing to not go to elections. We don't need everybody to be able to go to all of these meetings, all of these interviews. So let's see which. Who, let's set, I mean, we can double book these, and there will be a minimum of three people available to do this, which is all that is really required.
Serene, then Janet Kay.
Certainly, well, let me just
well,
say,
Serene,
for
just wait.
Example, for example, on Monday the 15th is KPFK governance. I'm not really on governance. I've been showing up lately. Lydia is on governance. Otherwise, everybody else on this committee is available for that Monday. Same with Tuesday with the KPFK Finance. I'm the only one that goes to that here. Everybody else is available. So let's set some of those dates where we don't need everybody.
Thank you, Kim. Serene and Janet Kay.
So, thanks. I was saying, my point was that I know that three LSBs meet on the second Wednesday, which you say is the 10th, right? Is that correct? The 10th?
The 10th.
Okay. So my question was with regard to, I think you said it was audit that is meeting on the 8th, because I, at any rate, am considering the fact that Jose Luis is not going to be here available, I think he said, after the 10th, as someone who actually shows up to the meeting. I think, you know, that should be a consideration when we schedule follow-up meeting dates. So if we do the first interviews on the 4th and the 5th, and then that elections, you say, is the 8th?
Yes.
And then I think you said audit was the next meeting. Did I hear audit?
No.
I couldn't keep track of the whole.
No.
Janice could answer, please.
No, the next after the meeting on December 8th, the meeting on December 9th is the Finance Committee.
Okay, and who here is on Finance?
That's the Pacifica National Board
NFC.
Finance Committee.
Yeah, the only person on here is Lydia.
Excuse me, Kim. Serene, could you please finish?
Well, yeah, that's what I was trying to find out, who on this committee is on that committee. And if it is only Lydia, then, you know, she can choose which one she needs to be on, as opposed to elections where there are at least, I think, three or four of us on that committee. So that's not one that I would ask us to double schedule with.
So that presents the availability potentially of December 4th and 5th for first interviews, and potentially December 9th for a second interview, which would present the opportunity for Jose Luis to participate in the process.
Yes, thanks.
Janet Kay, and then we have 11 minutes remaining for this call.
Thank you. So I am looking at the the full PNB dates that you had listed, January 10th to 11th or January 23rd to 24th. Those dates are incorrect, first of all. I assume they're incorrect because the 10th and 11th are weekend. So I'm assuming you meant
December? No.
Just January.
No, those dates were based under my impression of what's taken place before, that they would be in-person meetings, and so they are on a Friday and Saturday.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Or
all right.
A Friday and a Saturday.
Okay, so what I, assuming that there is not an in-person meeting in January. It might not be until February or whenever, but in any case, maybe January 8th and 9th for the first part and January 22nd and 23rd, either or. And what I would like to suggest, or I would like to move that, and I don't know whether this is a motion already, but from Janice, that the dates of that are listed in the agenda, December 4th, 5th, 12th, 18th, and 19th, be the first interview dates, which we've already discussed a lot, and that if a second interview is necessary before it goes to the full PNB, that takes place in January. That may be January 8th, January 8th or 9th, or both.
Thank you, Jana Kay. I didn't present that scenario for the reason of the candidates and having a process where their first interviews are almost 30 days apart. I don't believe it's fair to them or to the committee and its decision-making process. The information, that the range of dates would be anywhere from 2 to 4 weeks apart. The range of information that you need to possess and consider in some ways has gotten very cold. And I am also concerned that the candidates who have submitted applications as long ago as August are four months later coming to a second interview in January. I'd like, if at all possible, which may become crystal clear after reviewing the applications, to review a first and second interview before the December 25th through January 3rd holiday season. So I am not in favor of hosting a second interview as late as January 8th or 9th. And I would encourage us to be conscious of the candidates and make every effort to do before the holiday season. Someone taking themselves off mute to ask a question or raise a point? If not, let me quickly review what I believe I've heard, that we are scheduled at this date to meet on Monday, December 1st, at which point we would have the selection of X number of candidates that we would invite to a first interview, that we would entertain interviews on Thursday, December 4th, and or Friday, December 5th, and second interviews potentially on...
I can't hear you. You're whispering.
Someone needs to mute themselves.
Speak up a little.
Could someone mute themselves, please?
Sounds like Hank. Hank, please mute yourself.
So for the, once again, to attempt to host the first round of interviews December 4th and December 5th, and a second round of interviews December 9th or December 18th or December 19th.
Sir, can you repeat those dates again? I want to write them down.
Yes.
December what?
December 4th and 5th for first interviews.
Mm-hmm.
If there are second interviews, the possible dates would be December 9th,
December 4th and 5th, Thursday or Friday?
Thursday and or Friday, depending on the number of candidates.
Right.
Second interviews, the dates available, December 9th, December 18th, which is a Thursday, and or December 19th.
Why not the 15th or the 16th? I mean, the only people affected are KPFK, and other people can do it the 15th or 16th.
We can add December 15th and 16th. Which are, I want to note the days of the week. I'm sorry.
Monday and Tuesday.
Monday and Tuesday.
Monday and Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yes, Serene?
Yeah, again, I would remind us that Jose Luis said that he would have difficult, in fact, it would not be possible for him after the 10th. So while that doesn't mean that we cannot consider days after the 10th, I would ask that we consider days when he will be available as someone who actually shows up and contributes.
Thank you. I did note those dates would be December 4th and 5th and December 9th, Serene. So the potential for him participating in the first and or second interviews were noted in the dates that I provided.
And I thank you.
If there are no objections to what has been described, and noting that I will send this information to the full committee by tomorrow morning, are we in agreement that we will work towards the schedule as suggested?
Janet Kay?
I have one point of information.
Okay, Janet, Kim, your point of information.
Well, mine is a point of information, too, in a way.
Do you want to battle it out, ladies, or can I call on Kim and then call on Janet Kay?
Okay.
Kim?
So we are not going to be using Ring 2, correct? So these don't need to be on the calendar?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
So we're not going to be using Ring 2 for these interviews, correct? So therefore,
I don't know what Ring 2 is.
Ring 2 is what we're on now, this Pacifica conference call.
Loop up, the conference
no.
service.
No,
but
Can I finish, please?
Yes.
So therefore,
we're not using Ring 2.
Therefore, it doesn't need to get noticed on the Pacifica calendar.
No, that's wrong. Janice, if I can be recognized.
May I respond to that, please?
Oh, sure.
I'm just asking.
Okay, Kim, let the woman answer.
Ladies, the process of doing personnel interviews are not open to the public. They do not listen to the interview process. And items that are personnel specific do not have to follow the CPB rulings for being noted on the calendar. I took the premise of not wanting to be insensitive to people's responsibility to other committees as how I gathered the dates for this work. I think Janet Kay is next, and then Serene.
Okay, so it's my understanding that, because there was dates put out again, and then I'm still confused about which dates. So my understanding is the first round would be December 4th and or December 5th, and the second round, if necessary, would be December 9th and or December 10th. Is that correct?
No, that's not correct. The second round would be December 9th or December 15th or December 16th.
Thank you.
December 10th was not one of the options.
This is Kim.
Yes, Kim.
If there are enough people who want to do the 10th, Hank and Richard are the only two people who cannot attend that meeting. As I said, we don't need everyone. We only need a certain amount of people who can show up. So that December 10th, it seems to me, should be an option for getting three or four people, not from Texas, who can do this.
New York people, too.
I'm sorry, was I on the stack, Janice?
No,
you were on the stack after Kim, and let me remove.
After Janet Coburn. It was Kim, Janet Coburn, and myself.
Or excuse me, Serene, and then Janet C., and then I'd like to call a conclusion to the meeting.
Okay, so the matter of noticing the meetings,
has nothing to do with whether we're going to be using Google Docs or something else. If the committee is meeting, even if it's an although it's an executive session, the notice still has to appear. You would put it as live, phone conference, not streamed or whatever. There are a bunch of options. If you're unclear, you can talk to Otis about it. You know, you can just go play with KPFTX and figure it out. But they do still have to be noticed. And with regard to the 10th, three LSBs, as I said earlier in this meeting, are meeting on the 10th, or at least their regularly scheduled meetings are the second Wednesdays. So the 10th cannot be considered.
This is Kim.
I think Janet C. is next, and then you, Kim.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was really going to say what Serene said, is that three LSBs are meeting on that night, and it would be very difficult for us to attend any kind of Google Doc meeting on that night.
Okay, thank you. Kim?
Yeah, the only KPFT is on the TX calendar, so I'm just going by what's there. And that sounds like a really bad night for, a lot of people. But otherwise, if Jose Luis is available on the 10th, and Janice Lane is available, I'm available, Lydia's available, you got three, four people. Like I'm saying, this can be accommodated. Now, my concern about posting meetings on KPFTX, it indicates that somebody else can't have a meeting that night. Our meeting of it being there looks like there could be a second meeting that night because we're not that second meeting. As for noticing it publicly, I agree with Janice. It's not an open meeting. We don't have to notify the public about it. Our report out comes when we've chosen a new ED, and that's it.
Janet K.
And as I said, I don't want to, hog up space that other committees could be using.
I'm sorry, Janet.
I move that.
Excuse me, I can't have two people talking. There's a point of personal privilege.
Yes, that I need to leave the call. So I will follow up with, I'll look for your emails. Thanks. Good night, all.
Good night. Janet Kay?
Yes, Janet Kay.
I move that we extend this meeting 10 minutes.
Are there any objections for a 10-minute extension? Hearing none, we will conclude at 9:14. Let me say that I've spent a lot of time with CPB and public notice and various positions, and I disagree with Serene's understanding that a closed meeting of a personal nature has to be noted. I will take the responsibility of speaking with John Krigler to ask his opinion. I don't recall, and I can certainly search last year's meeting schedule. I don't recall having posted on the website the second and third interviews, any of the interviews, because they were closed.
Right.
I'll take the responsibility of determining if that is, in fact, the case.
Janet K.
Yes, Janet
C. after that.
And then Janet C., and then we're going to call a vote for the proposal.
Well, that's what the proposal being December 4th and or December 5th for the first round, and December 9th, 15th, 16th for the second round. Is that correct? And I really would like us to vote on it.
Yes, that's correct. And before we take the vote, Janet C., and then we'll call the roll for the vote.
Just really a word in your behalf that you have really been the most fair committee chairs ever worked with, the most thorough, the most experienced, the best, the most well-researched. And, I mean, so many of these questions, well, never mind. It's good to ask the questions, but Janice knows what she's doing.
Jose Luis.
Thank you, Jose Luis. And then we're going to finalize these dates, please.
Okay. I just got dropped off momentarily, but I'm very concerned about the CPB and not noticing meetings. And
okay. This
has been a big problem for us with the CPB. Our attorney, Mr. Kriegler, has advised on the matter, and this is, as long as this is a committee of the PMB, we need to do what Serene said and be cautious. We are in too much trouble to take a cavalier position that we disagree with interpretations when our attorneys are telling us be careful. So I would ask Mr. Kriegler to see if Janice is correct or not, and not take a cavalier position on this. This is what gets us in trouble.
Jose Luis, may I say that you may have been dropped off at the point at which I noted that I have been involved with CPB regulations for 15 years. I have given lectures, tutorials, and webinars on the open meeting laws, and that I also declared that I would take personal responsibility to check with John Kriegler, who was our FCC attorney for 15 years, to ensure that we are not in violation of the CPB open meeting laws when it comes to interviewing candidates for a personnel position. Does that respond to your concern, Jose Luis?
It does. Like Mr. Kriegler sends us all an email saying it's good, we're good.
Okay. I'm sorry that you didn't hear that because you were dropped off the call. Are there any objections to the dates proposed, the purpose of those dates, and the follow-through regarding the open meeting requirements? Hearing no objections, then we will move as indicated. I will send in 3 minutes an overview of what was decided tonight and then follow through on the other items as indicated through the course of the meeting. And if I have any questions, I will consult with the secretary who is taking the minutes for tonight. I'd like to call for adjournment of the meeting unless there are other items to be managed.
Janet Kay?
Yes, Janet Kay.
So the issue of when the in-person meetings would be conducted would be taken up on December 1st, is that it? When would that be taken up?
On December 1st, that is
okay.
The soonest that could take place.
Okay.
We have suggested the dates. We would determine that we are moving forward at that time. Does that answer your question, Janet Kay?
Well, yeah, but those dates, again, are based on in-person. So, anyway.
No, December 4th and 5th are Google Hangouts. That is not...
No, I'm talking about the the full PNB.
That
agenda item, yeah.
We did not finish that agenda item. We cannot do it within the time suggested, nor can we move ahead. As I'm recognizing at this point, I think I was expecting to hear something from the coordinating committee on when an in-person meeting could take place. And so upon further reflection, I apologize. I will send the suggested January dates to the coordinating committee and to the staff to determine the viability of the budget and the timing of those potential in-person interviews. Does that respond to your concern, Janet Kay?
Well, the coordinating committee has met only once, and that was months ago, so I'm not sure what. I'm on the coordinating committee, so maybe.
I will follow through on what I've suggested if I learn that that is not the appropriate place for that question to be raised, if it is more a finance committee, CFO, IED resolution that needs to be brought to our attention. I will inform the full committee when we meet on December 1st.
I would suggest checking with the whole PNB on that. In any case, that's...
I don't think they're going to have an answer either, so I will proceed with seeking an answer from the appropriate source. It's not clear to me who the source will be. Can we adjourn?
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you for your patience and your diligence.
Thank you very much, Janet.
I want to concur with what Janet C. said. You've kept this very run a good ship here in a difficult kind of, you know, committee. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, everyone, for your participation.
All right.
Good night.
Night.